to order. Mr. Olinger, would you like to lead us in prayer, and then Kyle, you'll do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Everybody, please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of prayer. Gracious Lord, again we meet to deliberate on water issues vital to the public we serve. We seek your guidance and wisdom. Praise is given for the bountiful rainfall after several drought-weary years. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Crystal, would you call roll, please?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President here. Dr. Michael Taylor?
Here.
It should be a here, I guess.
I'm here.
Before I ask to adopt the agenda, I have two emergency items. Clarence, would you like to talk to those items?
Yes.
I'd like to add.
Yes, we have two resolutions, Resolution 219-2 and 219-3, and they are both for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, and they're regarding grants that we just learned about, and we have to get the response, this resolution passed by the board within the next week or so. So, and that'll be before our next board meeting.
Okay.
So we'd like to add those to the agenda, and one is for increasing the capacity of our hydroelectric generation power plant at Romer, and also the other is for wellhead treatment for well 18A. We're applying for grants for those projects.
Mr. President, I just want to make sure there's a factual basis for an emergency on the record. This item came up after the agenda. It needs a resolution, and there's a deadline that is occurring which requires that it be done at this meeting or not at all.
Okay.
And that is the emergency.
Just adding this to the agenda.
Yes.
No questions now, just adding it.
Oh, no, there has to be a motion, and it has to be a 4/5 vote in order to add it to the agenda. But I wanted to give the board the information necessary for the factual basis for an emergency in the event that it were to vote an emergency.
And for clarification, would we be adding this as a business item or to the consent calendar?
I can go on the business.
Okay, business is fine. All right, I'll make the motion, therefore, that we add these two items as emergency agenda items to the business portion of the agenda.
Could you specifically identify the items?
Resolution number 2019-2, resolution of the Board of Directors of the West Valley Water District. The district in support of filing an application within the United States Bureau of Reclamation for a grant under the Water Smart Grant Water and Emergency Efficiency Grant for fiscal year 2019. Second one is resolution number, I'm having a hard time reading this. 2019-3, resolution of the Board of Directors of the West Valley Water District in support of filing an application within the United States Bureau of Reclamation for a grant under the Water Smart Drought Response Program, Drought Resiliency Program grants for fiscal year 2019. That is my motion. Do I have a second?
Item number 19
and 20.
19 and
20? Yes, item number 19 and 20 for the record.
Correct. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, second. I have a second. Madam Secretary, can you take the vote?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay. I'll make a motion to...
Yeah, I was just going to ask, do we now have to adopt the agenda now that that's been added?
Yes, then, okay. Director Young, you would just go through your normal protocol at this point.
Okay. Getting ready to do it, no biggie. All right, so I now make a motion to adopt the agenda as is. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any objections? All right, Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
And Dr. Taylor, I would also like to let the public know that those two resolutions have been printed and are available in the back with the agenda.
Thank you. All right, let's move to the consent calendar. We have items...
Mr. President?
Yes.
I think you need to report...
Oh, I forgot about that, public participation.
And we also need to report out a closed session, Mr. President.
All right, let's do the public first. Crystal, can you bring that up on here, because this is too small for me to read.
What?
For public participation.
The third slide, Albert, please.
What is it?
Third. There you go. Thank you.
Okay. Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within its jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaker card and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes. Under the State of California Brown Act, the Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not on the posted agendas. Comments related to notice public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. All right, public communication is the time for anyone to address the board on any agenda item or anything under the jurisdiction of the district. No person will be allowed to make comments at any other time in the meeting except if there is a public hearing. Also, please remember that no disruptions from the crowd will be tolerated. If someone disrupts the meeting, they'll be removed. All right, okay, so. Hardy Brown, Mr. Brown.
Board members, Mr. President, Don Griggs, President, Ratepayers Association, speaking on behalf of Mr. Brown. And I'll read. The comments and concerns of the West Valley Water District, agenda items 5, 10, 14, and he wants to thank Mr. Tafoya for providing him with the update on item 15. With that, I'll continue. Number 5. My concern is that researching many water agencies' directors' benefit packages in the state, I have not found one that the district pays for long-term care under CalPERS. I did find in West Basin Municipal Water District that it was available if the director paid for it out of their pocket. You should revisit and change Ordinance 84 or 85, Section 407, because it serves no public purpose for the ratepayers and is considered by the ratepayers as a gift of public funds for personal gains to directors. I can provide you with the language of West Basin to make this the policy at West Valley Water District for directors. You have not posted the new Ordinance 85, nor have you posted the special finance audit reports by Edie and Payne, as required by the California Constitution Sunshine Amendment for public access to information. We'd like to know why. I know you have already approved this firm, this is number 10, by the way, I'm sorry. I know you have already approved this firm to do this special audit. I know Don Rogers personally and believe he will do nothing wrong in providing you a good audit. But just in case you do not know, he is a personal friend of Dr. Clifford Young and has contributed $1,000 to his political campaign on 12/8/2017 as listed on Dr. Young's Form 460. Also, it is pointed out in a memo of 1/4/2018 that Dr. Young had lunch with Don Rogers about some personal tax issues. I only bring this up due to your discussion about conflict of interest and political contributions to directors a few meetings ago. I would like to review the special financial audit completed by Edie and Payne Accounting Firm received and filed by you from last year. Number 14, my question to you is this. Is this being done to give this position greater authority in the policy making of the district when it comes to safe drinking water, which is the number one mission of the district? Number 15, my interest of you hiring law firms over the past year comes from paid settlements and complaints that you have said have no merit, as stated in a letter by Robert Christman dated 2/23/2018 to JPIA. And back on 3/28/2017, Dr. Young hired Robert Peretta as his personal attorney to handle the complaint filed by Shane Smith against him at extra $9,558 cost to the district and legal fees. I give you credit for denying Dr. Young to hire an attorney of his choosing to handle the many employee complaints against him, because in my opinion, he deserves to pay for them himself. I read in Kaufman retainer argument that Clifford Young is cited as the subject of investigative client. I noticed on your closed session agenda you anticipate five more cases from employees. I want you to know we are aware of the Karen Luke and Matthew Litchfield cases filed in Superior Court. Is that all? After visiting other water district websites, you need to put more attention on making all information available to the public online and not listen to those nitpickers that want you to cover up what they have done. It is clear to me that some of you have not closed your eyes to what others wanted to use this water district for personal gains.
Mr. Griggs.
I know. I'm just finishing okay. up. Thank you. Give me one second.
All right.
But you must go further. It's also clear to me that Dr. Clifford Young and Greg Young, past employee decisions have cost the ratepayers millions of dollars in litigation. It is also clear that the image of the district is being hurt by their actions. It is also clear to me that three of you want to do the right thing, as Spike Lee says. So I'm requesting of you to do what is right for the public and ratepayers. Thanks for the extra time. And also, I would like to submit a public request form, please.
Mr. President, I need right.
Thank you for the extra
time. There's one item.
Go ahead.
There's one item. Don Rogers retired from the firm approximately 8 years ago. He's a personal friend of mine. He remains a personal friend and a supporter. He has no relationship with the firm. I hope you get your facts straight. Thank you.
Was that it?
Yep.
All right.
Rest of it's garbage.
Any other speakers? No other speakers?
No, there's any other speakers? All right, seeing no other speakers, public communications now closed. All right, so let's move to the consent calendar.
Report out.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Robert, can you please report out from closed session?
Thank you, Mr. President. The board voted on a 3-2 vote to terminate our chief financial officer. The two votes that voted against was Dr. Clifford Young and Director Greg Young. That was one item. The second item, the board voted 3-2 to give the general manager the discretion to hire an interim chief financial officer while the general manager brings additional candidates to be reviewed by the board for the chief financial officer position. Again, the vote was 3-2, and the two votes against were Dr. Clifford Young, Director Greg Young. That concludes
my report.
Thank
you, Counselor. Thank you. All right. Now I'm going to move to the consent calendar. It's so complicated. Items 1-3. Does anybody want to pull any item?
I'll make the motion that we adopt this consent calendar as is.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
All right. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay, it's been passed. All right, So let's move to the business matters on the calendar. Items 4 through 20 with the new two emergency additions. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. I make a motion that we accept the business matter calendar. Does anybody, do I have a second?
I will second.
Are we going one by one, or how are we doing this?
By all the items, 4 through 20.
Are you suggesting approval of all items?
Yeah, I made the motion that we approve all items.
I would like to pull some items. Item number 7, 9, 11, 12, 16, 17, 18, and I have questions on the two items that we just added to the agenda.
All right.
And Mr. President, I would like separate discussions on items 4, 8,
you're going to have to show one by one.
Number 10 and number 15. Sorry.
Okay. Take it from the top. Let's see. What was the other one you said? Number
8 and 10.
The last one's Greg?
8, 10, and then I did have, I wanted to have a separate discussion on 15.
15. All right. So it looks like 14's okay.
Mr. President, the items that have not been pulled are 5, 6, 13, and 14.
Thank you. All right. I'll make a motion that we.
Did you pull 4?
Yes.
Pass items 5, 6, 13, and 14. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any objections? All right, Madam Secretary, take a vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Can you repeat those items again that we just voted on?
It was items number 5, 6, 13, and 14.
All right. Item number 4, you're up.
I just wanted to pull it because, I mean, it's kind of hard to update and amend if we just throw it in with all the other ones. But also, I know that the general manager had a addition to this one. I don't know if you wanted to give a report, Clarence. Yeah. And while you're finding that, I noticed that we had on here an advisory commission on water policy with Valley District. I know since I'd been kind of working already with June on a kind of a master agreement for the recharge, I would be willing to serve on that commission if the board would is looking for someone to fill that position. But otherwise, I just wanted to give Clarence the opportunity to talk about the other one which we need to add, Clarence.
Yes, I'm recommending that we add, as a committee, the West End Water Development Treatment, Conservation, and Joint Powers Authority. That is an organization that was formed in 1989 with the cities of San Bernardino, Colton, Rialto, West Valley Water District. And it was a joint powers authority where the agencies agreed to work cooperatively to develop projects. And so it's in the language of the organization that it sits dormant, and West Valley maintains its registration with the state every year, but it can be called upon whenever there are agencies that want to implement projects. So as we're looking at several joint projects for groundwater replenishment and so forth, we're activating this organization. So the West Valley needs to have a representative on that organization.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Clarence. Did you have any other comments, Greg?
Just again, that I'm willing to serve on either of those, given that I've already been kind of doing the discussion with June and Valley District on some of those matters, but completely up to you, the board. But
I'd recommend approval of Director Young for that position.
Okay. All right. I'm going to volunteer myself to sit on that committee, and I am also going to recommend Kyle sits on that committee. I think it's important that the president and vice president probably sit on such an important issue like this. Nothing against you, Greg.
Well, but which one are we referring to? Because there are two. Yeah.
I'm talking about the West End Water Development.
Okay, so the Joint Powers.
Joint Powers one.
Okay.
And are you interested in the San Bernardino Valley District Advisory Commission?
Again, I was just volunteering for that just because I'm kind of doing that already with June. I mean,
okay.
I don't know if you have a comment on that, June.
Yeah, June.
Yeah.
It's good seeing you again.
Yeah, it's
been nice so talking
long.
With you yesterday.
June Hayes, San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District. There are two different things I think you're talking about, Greg.
Yeah.
One is the ad hoc committee.
Correct.
On I haven't looked at the long agenda, so I don't know really what you're talking about, but I just want to clarify. One is the Groundwater Council, which I would strongly support Greg being on, because at this point, we're very, very, very close. We've got, last I heard, we have attorneys reworking some of the language. I mean, we're like this close to approving it. I'm hoping I'll still be on it. We haven't made appointments yet. But, I mean, we're really close. It makes sense that Greg and I would be, you know, the two people involved in that from our mutual agencies, and I'm going to fight for that at Valley. The advisory committee is the one that meets quarterly on Thursday evening, and that's separate from.
Yeah, no, this is, that's the one listed on here is the advisory commission.
Okay, that's
separate from the ad hoc.
And I just figured
since it's a similar topic compared to what we were already discussing, that's why I was kind of throwing my hat out there, I guess, but yeah.
Okay, just wanted to clarify.
No, thank you. Yeah, no, they are two separate things. I appreciate that.
All right, so if you want to sit on that, I'm in agreement. Don, you're in agreement with it?
Yeah, fine, yeah.
And we need to have a second person, I think, sit on the committee. Anybody else? Don, would you like to sit on it?
I can.
Great.
Can.
You're elected.
Sure.
Okay. And then I'd like to have Kyle and myself sit on the Joint Powers Authority. And but do we need to take a vote on the committees? I don't think we need to.
Yeah,
oh, okay. All right, let's take a vote on the first one, the San Bernardino Valley Water District Advisory Commission on Water Policy. It's been recommended that Don and Greg both sit on that. Madam Secretary, can you take a vote on it, please?
Director Don Olinger?
I guess I can vote yes. On that, I'm not sure.
Director Greg Young?
Well, if he voted yes, I guess I can too.
It's all right, we can vote for ourselves.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, on the second one for the Joint Powers Authority, my recommendation is that Kyle sits on it as the as the alternate, and I'll sit on it as the regular chair. Do I have a second?
I second.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Young. Can you take the vote, Secretary?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
And also, Dr. Taylor, I do want to point out for that committee list, we are changing the name of the engineering committee to include operations. So you will see it highlighted in red. It's the engineering operations and planning with board approval.
All right.
I'd like to ask a question of June. The San Bernardino Valley Water District Advisory Commission on Water Policy, that is separate from what we have on our list. There's the other organization, which is the Water Council. That's separate.
Well, we have the ad hoc committee, which we're doing right now, but then there's this advisory commission, and then I believe what you might be referring to is that we're looking at putting together a groundwater council for the new basin management plan. I mean, am I understanding your point?
Yeah. And so would you want to consider appointing someone to that now?
Well, I mean, have we formed it? I don't think we've got that close yet, have we?
Well, the legal documents are pretty much drawn. We just need to have some reviews.
I mean, it's not on here, so I would feel more comfortable if we maybe brought that back at a future one. But, I mean, it's up to, obviously, the presiding officer.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
That's a significant.
All right.
Is there any reason we would need to do it now and not bring it back?
Well, we have the final version of the contract, and we're going to be sharing that with board members. And if we sign off on the contract, it's going to go into action.
I mean, my only concern is it wasn't part of the actual agendized document.
I also have that concern, Mr. President, that it's not on the agenda.
Let's bring it back then.
Okay, we'll bring it back.
Thanks, Clarence. Okay. All right. So, is there any other discussion on item 4? Great.
No.
All right.
I think we voted on it, right?
Yep, we're good.
Okay. All right, so let's move down to item number 7.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I believe Madam Secretary had mentioned that a subcommittee has been changed, the name of the subcommittee, and so the council would need to, the board would need to vote on that change of name.
That's right.
I'll make the motion to edit the name and add operations.
Second.
All right. Take the vote.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, so let's move on to item number 7. I think that was yours, Cliff.
So we have a report on 7.
Yes. Okay. We made some changes in the way that we review invoices for payment to improve our internal controls. One of the things that we found is that we had originally a $131,000 credit balance with Colton Public Utilities. So we asked them for money back. By the time we discovered it, which is after we made our changes in October, it was down to $98,000. By the time we finished processing with them, we actually got a check for $95,000. And we're doing a lot of activities with schools, local schools, and I'm proposing that we allocate this money, this new money, to the budget as for our HydroSTEM project, which supports education, scholarship, and sponsorship activities.
I have a couple of questions. Part 2, getting the refund, have no problems with, but the HydroSTEM program, can you explain to me what it's about? I have a lot of history in developing, starting STEM programs, and there was no background in the staff report. Can you explain to
me what? We're not actually starting the STEM program. We will complement what the school districts are doing. They already have. Rialto Unified, for example, has a STEM program. And we would support activities that they're doing. So, for example, science fairs, things like that.
So we're supporting existing STEM programs.
Existing STEM programs.
That are being offered by the school district.
That are being offered by the school districts, okay. Yes.
All right. We're not starting
one. We're not starting one up.
We're not starting a training program. Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
I'm clear.
Yeah.
I moved the item.
You moved that we adopt the item? Approve it?
Item number 7.
Okay. I'll second.
All right. Madam Secretary, can you take the vote?
Can I have make a comment, please?
Yes, go ahead.
I agree with you, Dr. Young, on that. I've been in education, as you are. And I had a meeting with Melissa, who's in our audience here tonight, and went over that program asking the same questions that you were asking. And it's a good sound program. You know, it's a collaborative effort with the school district. There are some existing programs in operation, and we want to be part of that. I liked your passion and your enthusiasm, Melissa, on that. I think it's going to be highly successful.
Okay.
There was one question raised previously about whether, you know, giving scholarships and things like that from ratepayer money would be a gift of public funds. In this case, the reason why it's not is because all of these STEM programs that they're doing, or the STEM program, deals with water. And it includes, but not limited to, learning projects about water and STEM programs at K-12 schools, scholarships for high school seniors going to college with majors in STEM degrees, and sponsorships for K-12 classrooms with water education activities. So all of this is water related is why you can do that. But normally you couldn't give ratepayer money for scholarships and other kinds of things that are unrelated to water.
All right, thank you. All right, we had a second. Crystal, could you take the vote, please?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, let's move on to item number 8.
We did 8.
No, we didn't. Yep,
no, we did 7.
I pulled 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a couple questions for our general manager on this one. Could just be that I'm just so busy at the hospital I don't recall this one, but was this I'm okay with the concept of the computerized maintenance management system. I know we've talked about that in the past, but was there what process did we go through as far as selecting this particular software? Was there a competitive process, or was this part of a previous item that I just didn't recall? Because I don't recall ever seeing this before as far as a bit of different softwares on this one.
Okay, Maximo as a software is the leading software in the industry, and it far outpaces others, and I've used others.
Okay.
And so it was under $25,000 for the software.
Okay.
And so at the workshop that we held in that was held in November, mm-hmm. this item was discussed and agreed upon. So we moved forward with purchasing the software, but the implementation takes a couple of years to do.
Well, that's understandable, but again, I mean, I'm just curious as to if there was an RFP put out on this.
No, there was not. It was sole source because of its, it is the leading software and it's the best for our application. There are other, of course, computerized maintenance mm-hmm. management systems out there, but based on experience, working with several of them, mm-hmm. This exceeds those.
I mean, my only concern is just any time we go outside of our process of doing an RFP, and right. I mean, I realize it might have been discussed at a workshop, but mm-hmm. that was a workshop is different than a board meeting, and really, I mean, I think that this should have at least been brought up previously outside of a workshop, because a workshop is not necessarily the same kind of setup as a regular meeting. So to me, I was completely unaware that this was a sole source. You didn't include a sole source justification. I'm okay if it makes sense, but again, there was no background provided in the staff report as to if it had gone through the regular process or not.
No, because the workshop was a publicly noticed event, and the board members were there.
But there was no agenda with that as an item, was there?
We discussed the status of the district's equipment and the need for the software.
Again, I have no question about the need. It's more the idea that the selection should have gone through our normal process and not been something that is just decided unagendized at a.
Well, we do have the sole source justification.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no, but do you understand where I'm coming from on it?
I'm
though?
Saying when yeah. we go for something mm-hmm. that's sole source,
yeah.
we do that and we do it with the sole source justification. And I can share that with you.
Okay. Well, can we, at least in the future, if we have sole source items like mm-hmm. this, that be included in the staff report?
Yes. Yes, we
do, yes. And a full explanation of why
right.
why we did not go through the RFP process.
Right, which the sole source justification
yeah.
shows that.
Yeah, but again, right. it's not reflected in the staff.
No, it's not.
So moving here. Forward, can we get that?
We can have that.
Okay.
Right.
All right, thank you, Mr. General Manager. I'll go ahead and move the item.
I have a question. I wasn't in the workshop, I don't think. If I was, I don't remember. How does this integrate with the Tyler system? And the second question, mm-hmm. where is the Tyler system implementation? Since we're adding something, okay. seems as though we're adding something to it.
Right. This is obviously standalone software, but it's designed to work with enterprise software of all types. And basically, an asset management software is really a financial software. It's where the field equipment and its value and its history are taken and put into Tyler for information, financial information for Tyler. So we do have a process. In fact, Tyler and Maximo have been working together with our staff to make sure the two are integrated. And all that is supposed to happen before October. And
so they've been working with us already.
Yes, yes.
And they were selected under your $25,000 authority?
Correct. Yes, yes.
And did we look at other firms? This is similar to what Director Young said.
Well, Tyler, of course, the district had decided.
Tyler went the whole
process. But Maximo,
went the whole process.
We're very familiar with the other softwares out there, like OWAM, which is Oracle Work Asset Management System, and others. And so we
didn't
sole source.
Consider those.
We consider them. I know all about them. I've worked with them.
But
so.
You know all about them. You work with them.
Right.
But you picked this one.
Yes, yes. This is superior.
I will be voting against this item. I think okay. we should follow our procedures when we have an opportunity okay. to.
I just want to say the procedures were followed. This was a sole source. We have the sole source justification. Procedures were followed.
Unless I missed it in the packet, I didn't see it.
Well, the sole source justification is not in the package, but I will provide that to you.
Well, you want to delay this until you provide it?
No, we need to move forward with this. We're already implementing it.
I'm not comfortable with that, sir.
All right. Sounds like a good item, Clarence. I'm going to recommend that we move forward with this, since Greg's done with his discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you take the vote, please?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Kyle needs a vote.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Sorry about that, Kyle. No disrespect.
That's okay.
All right, so let's move to item number 9. I think it was yours too, Greg, wasn't it?
I didn't.
9.
Cliff?
Item number 9. You're going to give a report on item number 9. Excuse me.
Yes, under item number 9, we did a security assessment during last year, and the consultant came back with a high-level assessment and determined that the a number of areas we need to improve on is our hazardous mitigation plan, that is the Cal OES plan, was rejected in 2016, about May of 2016. Staff had put the hazardous mitigation plan, but Cal OES had a number of corrections that needed to be followed up on. So we need to complete that plan because we don't have that plan in place. We're not able to follow through with a number of grants. So the plan has about 10 or 15 pages of recommendations that Cal OES asked us to complete. Also, the emergency operations plan was expired on May 2012. So we need to come through and update with that plan. And so with that, we need to move forward into the next phase of looking at completing those plans.
Okay. Questions? Los Angeles County Public Safety and Security Services?
Yes.
Is that the initial name of this company?
That's the name of the company, yes. That's the name of the company.
That was employed? Is that the, is this name, is the original name of the company? Who are the principals in the company?
That is the original name of the company. However, when they did file paperwork, which was their W-9 form, they abbreviated their name. So we had a payment issue because the contract was one
name.
That's
what I remember.
Yeah,
okay.
And the W-9 was something else. So we had to go back into the contract.
Dan Rodriguez, the principal.
Daniel Rodriguez.
And did we look at other companies, or we just selected?
No, initially when we did the first part, I had three proposals, and then I went with
three proposals,
yes.
On this one? And what was the price range of the other proposals?
That I don't recall.
What was the selection process of this one?
I just looked at the background that they have and what they propose to do.
I have some mixed feelings here. Is this the guy that came in and said he was a public safety officer? Is this the same group? I'm just asking.
No, he came in and told me that he's not a public safety officer, but he does public safety assessments. I could provide you with his background. I don't have it here, but I could provide you with his, his company's proposal.
Tell me a little bit about his background. I think I've met this gentleman. I'm not certain. Mm-hmm. I think I've met him. I didn't recognize his name, though.
Yeah, I think you've met him before, prior when he started. I know that you and I had discussions with him about some of the work that he was going to do, and so.
We got three other companies we looked at, and we selected him. Did you select him?
No, I went through it. I selected him.
Followed our purchasing procedure.
Yes.
I would like to see that.
Okay, I'll look. I'll
Before
provide
I can
it
vote
to
on
you.
That, I would like to see this.
Well, I would recommend that I'll show you that information, but because we're not able to apply for a number of grants because we don't have a hazardous mitigation plan in place or an emergency ops plan. So there's opportunities right now that we're not able to apply for if we don't start those plans.
I would like to see the file on it, please, before I can vote on it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Was that it?
Let's say compensation is $15,000.
It's not to exceed $90,000?
15, that's what I read.
Okay, you're looking at the initial contract? So there's a task two order up to that one.
Is this it right here?
No, because.
Okay, there's an update then on that. Okay.
There's a task two. Let me.
Is that a one-time cost, or is this going to be annual, or how?
No, this is a one-time cost.
So
it's not to exceed $90,000 over the year. So we'll do maybe $7,000. You know, as. It's not to exceed $7,000 a month.
The request for a delay here, what would that do to the grants?
Then we cannot apply for grants. Right now there's grants through the state, through FEMA, that we cannot apply for if we don't have these completed. So right now we're just not.
Are there hard deadlines on the grants?
I'm sorry?
Are there hard deadlines on the grants?
Yes, there are. There's one right now that I could send to you that we cannot apply for, because I do not have these plans completed.
What's the deadline?
Okay, I will send that to you. I mean, I have it in an email.
Now, if this is not approved tonight, do we miss the deadline?
We will, because it takes time to put this plan together. It takes about 2 to 3 months to be able to put all the information together that's required. There has to be meetings that we have to develop this plan.
If we delay this, is that going to affect the deadline?
I think so. Yes.
What's the deadline?
I'll give you a moment here. I'll look for it.
if we move this to the next meeting, will that affect the deadline? That's the question.
Could that be added to the workshop meeting on Saturday?
No, I think we're supposed to either. No, what's been put on the agenda to either pass it or not.
Okay.
Give me a second here. I'll find it.
Can we come back to it?
Come back to 9. Do you want to take a short recess? Or?
It's going to take a couple of minutes, Ricardo.
Yeah. If you want to come back to it.
Okay, we'll come back to item number 9.
Look for it.
Let's move on to item number 10. Greg?
I just want a separate consideration on this one.
Let me make another disclosure. Don Rogers started this firm. He retired 8 years ago. He's now retired and somewhere in the desert. No relationship. He has no relationship with this firm. I want to make sure the record reflects that. And he is a from all of my political history, he has been a major donor to me. Never accepted a contract that I voted on.
Okay, was that it?
I moved the item.
All right. All right, so we move that item number 10.
Second.
Okay. Madam Secretary, vote.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Abstain.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay. You know what? Ricardo, I believe you. I'm going to move back to item number 9, and I'm going to recommend that we pass it. Do we have a second?
That's for number 9. We're going back to number 9?
Correct.
Yes, I'll second number 9.
Okay, Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay, let's move to item number 11. Clifford, I think you pulled that.
Can we take 11? We can take 11 and 12 together.
Okay.
Is this the previous, didn't we have a previous contract with this company?
Yes, and that is in the package.
Yeah.
And okay, and
there's a lot of duplication in that package.
Well, that was because these two items were going to be considered at two different meetings.
Okay.
But we had a canceled meeting.
Okay.
And so the items were just put in as they were from combining packages.
All right.
So that's why the duplication.
I read double, and I said right. I've read this before. So
right, right.
Okay.
So we've had problems with the seller, so we just wholesale moved them in.
Okay.
So
now, when you selected them prior under your authority, did you look at other firms?
I knew this firm and its reputation. And the answer is no, I did not.
So
I knew this.
You did not follow our regular.
No, I followed our regular. I did follow the regular purchasing procedures. This is a professional services contract, and the law does not require that we have to have bids for professional services contracts. And if you have a firm, whether it's engineering or a legal firm or an accounting firm for a professional services contract, you do not have to go out to bid for that. And so I followed, and it says that in our purchasing policy. So the point is, we knew MV Chang, we selected MV Chang, and they did, just like we were doing, assessments of all of our different departments. They did an assessment of our financial services department. Now, based on their recommendations, we need for them to implement some of those recommendations, and that's what task order number 2 is for. We don't have a good internal controls procedures, and so they are going to put together a CFO's policies and procedures manual to improve our internal controls. That's task order number 2. Task order number 3, this board asked for an investigation into our financial well, they asked for the audit to be done, and MV Chang is going to support with, in task order number three, they're going to support Rogers, Anderson, and Rams in doing their audit.
Can I interpret what you're telling me?
Yes.
You knew this firm. You selected this firm.
Yes.
You did not look at any other firms.
I knew this firm, and I knew what they were capable of doing.
Okay.
And
all right.
We have the authority.
That is violation of our procedures.
I'll read the procedure with you.
This is a violation of our procedures. I helped write the procedures.
We will read the procedure together.
I'm just saying that. Second is, I notice in the contract that we are promising them a position, a benefited position. You want me to show it to you? A benefited position with the district?
In MV Chang, a benefited position? No,
with
we're
the
not.
District.
No, we're not.
You want me to read it to you?
They are just a consultant that's being hired to do a job. It's not a benefited position.
No, I didn't say what you're hiring them for now is a benefit position. I'm saying a part of this contract says that they will be offered a benefited position.
I think you may be reading their clause that says we cannot offer their employees a benefit.
No, they have a problem with people offering their employees
positions, so they do have a clause in the contract that says we cannot offer any employee that they bring a position.
No, that's not what it says. Counselor, did you review this contract? I'm trying to find the clause.
That would be in her proposal, most likely.
Okay, on page 12 it says, my note says, let me find page 12.
Dr. Young, I believe it's section 19, page 12.
19.1?
Yes.
Could I have a clarification on what we're doing there, what this contract says? Did you write the contract, counselor?
I did not.
Who wrote this contract?
I think it's hers.
Huh?
I think it's the firm's.
No.
Yeah. May I read it?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, associates and subcontractors, and this is where they're protecting themselves against us hiring their people. They say, district agrees that each of the consultants, associates and or subcontractors will only be able to obtain a direct contract or professional services agreement with the district only after the expiration of the contract or professional services agreement with the consultant and only after 2 years from the expiration date of the contract or professional services agreement with the consultant. District agrees to hire one of the consultant's associates or subcontractors as full-time, permanent, or fully benefited employees for the district only after the district has performed a recruitment and associate or subcontractor has billed 960 hours to the district. If the district employs consultants, associates, or subcontractor through another temporary service or staffing agency, district agrees to pay a fee of 10% of the associate and or subcontractor's annualized wages based on an hourly rate charged to the consultant.
Let me tell you the sentence I'm concerned about. Where it says district agrees to hire one of the consultants, associate, and our subcontractor as a full-time, permanent, fully benefit employee of the district.
Only after the district has performed a recruitment and the associate and or subcontractor has billed 960 hours.
But you're saying that you're going to hire them.
No, it's not. It's not saying that.
I can't read. Okay. I can't read. This firm was selected by you because of your prior knowledge.
That's correct.
No other firm was considered.
In this case, we were looking for an assessment, and I reviewed several people with you in the past, who we hired.
Several firms... Quit quoting
I'm not quoting you. I'm just telling you that we hired
Dr.
several
Young,
firms.
Dr. Young, let him finish. You asked him a question. He's given you a response.
We hired several firms under this very same procedure, all with your blessing.
Was it approved by the board?
No, because it was under $25,000. It was the general manager's discretion, and they were professional services contracts, and you met those individuals before I hired them.
You are violating district policy.
With your permission.
I can't give you permission. The board has to.
With your knowledge.
The board has to give you permission.
All right, I'm going to move that we pass these two items. That's my recommendation. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second. Take the vote, Madam Secretary.
I have a question for General Counsel, please.
Hold on. Go ahead, Don.
Yes, sir.
This is a concern of one of our board members. What is your response to, does it encumber the district to make this employee, or make this firm a permanent employee of the district? After 900, what is it, 960 hours?
Yes, I believe like that this can be interpreted two different ways. I believe that Dr. Young is correct, that it could be interpreted to mean that the district is required to hire this permanent employee. It also could be interpreted to mean that the district has the option to do that after a full recruitment and 960 hours. Because the way I read this, if we were required to hire this person, couldn't do a recruitment, because recruitment means you're putting the position out there. So I agree with Dr. Young that this is vague language. I agree with him that it could be interpreted that way, but I don't believe that is the intent of the contract.
Mr. GM, is there an intent to hire this person of this firm?
Not at all, and I propose that we approve the contract with the stipulation that this clause gets deleted, the portion that Dr. Young is concerned about.
Okay, that'll satisfy me.
All right, so I'll make a motion that we pass these two items with the stipulation that we remove the one clause in the contract that Dr. Young was concerned about. That is my motion. Do I have a second?
And Mr. President, for point of clarification, the item that you're removing is section 19.1 of page 12. Is that correct?
That is correct. Thank you, counsel. Do I have a second on the motion?
I will second the motion.
I have a second. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Abstain.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
I vote against it.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael?
Yes.
Taylor.
All right, let's move on to item number 15.
Correct.
15, and I think that's yours, Greg.
Yeah, I just wanted to, once again say that while I was a strong proponent of doing the renovation and I pushed really hard to get it into the budget, I did vote against the item when it came before us because I thought it was way above our budget at that point, and this is yet another very large expense that wasn't even included in our last discussion, which is now coming before us. And that this project, while I agree it of the necessity of the project, I am once again going on record that this was exactly why I was concerned about moving forward with the proposal last time, because we are already over budget just for the construction, and now we have to get mobile trailers to put our people in, and that's another very large expense. So this project is going to continue to balloon. And again, I just wanted to go on record and have a separate vote on the matter, because again, while I'm a big proponent of the need, I think that it was just way outside of the realm of the budget that we had all agreed to earlier last year. So that's
all right.
It.
Thank you, Greg. All right, I make a motion that we pass item number 19. Do I have a second?
Item 19?
Or I'm sorry, 15. I can't read it. It's tough. Item 15.
Yes, I will second the motion.
Okay, I have a second. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Abstain.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
You know, I voted against this initial proposal, so I'm voting no again.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay, let's move on to item number 16. And Cliff, I think that's yours.
I just wanted a registered vote on this item.
Okay. I move that we pass item number 16. Do I have a second?
I will second.
Okay, I have a second. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Abstain.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Abstain.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Let's move on to item number 17. I think that's also yours. I think all the next ones are yours.
I pulled 17.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
oh.
I did.
Sorry, I had a C instead of a G there.
No problem. Mr. General Manager, I just had some questions on this one. How many assistant general managers do we have at the, or positions do we have at the moment?
We have two.
Okay. And so you're proposing to add a third.
I'm proposing that we reclassify the position of district engineer to assistant general manager to help with our recruitment efforts, to put somebody in charge of
that's
the...
That's not my question.
Okay.
My question is, how many do we have
two
positions now?
Two.
And this would create a third, correct?
A third with an existing position, reclassifying the name.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yes.
And
wait a minute. I have a question. We have two now?
Yes. We have two assistant general manager positions.
Greg Gage's.
Right. Greg Gage's position.
Oh, it's vacant.
It's vacant,
okay.
Yes.
I was just clarifying how many
okay,
general manager positions we currently have and how many we would have if we pass this.
We would have three.
Okay. I mean, I know that we've been trying to find a district engineer for some time, and we've had difficulty with that recruitment, but I just wanted to clarify that moving forward. Now, is it our belief that that would give us a better shot of finding somebody with the correct skill set that we're looking for?
Absolutely, that's correct.
Okay. Because, I mean, nothing against you, Mr. General Manager. I mean, there's been others before you who've tried to fill this position, and you're now the third person trying to fill this void in our team. And this is not the first rodeo, I would say, as far as trying, well, hey, let's reclass it this way, and we'll be able to get somebody. So, you know, at this point, I'm just a little leery. I'm willing to go along with it because I agree that our capital improvement program needs a real leader. And since Mr. Gage left, I think we've been a little bit rudderless there without him. But to me, I just wanted to clarify where we still having the position which Greg Gage was in addition to this new one.
That's correct.
Okay, so once all are filled, let's say hypothetically we're successful with this reclass and to hire somebody for that, so then all the capital improvement would go under this position while operations would still flow under that second position.
That's correct.
Okay, all right. Again, I just wanted to be clear, and to me, I was also a little puzzled why this wasn't actually included in the mid-year review when we could discuss in a broader sense what the organizational chart was. But again, I'm willing to entertain it, but I just wanted to clarify some of those questions. Yeah. So with that, Mr. President, I'll go ahead and move item 17.
Okay. Recommendation item 17 gets moved. I'll second it. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes, thank you. Let's move down to item number 18. Clifford, I do think 18 is yours.
I want a recorded vote on it.
Okay. All right, I recommend that we move item number 18. Do I have a second on it, please?
I will second.
Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Abstain.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
I vote no on this item, and I want to record it that we're voting on an item that people, these firms have already started the work, and we're doing a retroactive vote. I just want the date noted when the board voted on it.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, let's move to items 19 and 20, which were the emergency items that were added. I believe, Dr. Young, you wanted to discuss them or something?
I just had a couple of questions, not a discussion.
Oh, okay.
What's the amount of these grants, and are there matching funds that were committed with these grants?
These grants do have matching funds, and they range from $300,000 to I think $1.5 million. So there's we're applying for, I believe, three different grants under this.
How much is the matching portions?
They're 50%.
50%.
Yes.
But so like a 1.5, so we'd have to match 750 or
750.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay. We got three we're applying for, right? Mm-hmm. What's on the
well, the first one is probably about 75,000, so we have to match 75 for that.
And we have to match 75, and the second one.
The next one is 300,000, I think, so it's 150.
I'm not sure of the amounts. I remember the one for 1.5 million.
And the one for 1.5 is 750,000 that 1. You would receive.
1.5, we match 50%.
Yes.
So 750.
Yes.
750,000.
Right.
And don't we need to vote on those, those type of amounts?
Well, these are just, you know, initial resolutions to start. And then once we develop and get into the application, we'll bring that forward. And, you know, we haven't received anything yet, so there's really nothing to vote on at this point, but we will bring it forward.
In order for us to even put the application, we have to have the resolution.
Yeah.
You have to vote on the resolution. You're correct about that.
We have to vote on the resolution, but voting on the resolution, are we committing ourselves to these matching funds?
No, we are not.
Not until they tell us we have the grant, and then we have to decide whether we want to accept or not.
And just to make that clear, make that part of the motion, whoever makes that motion.
That we're not committing physically for this.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think that, you know, I mean, because I actually do quite a bit of grant work at the hospital. I mean, a lot of times it's in the actual application. So this would just be the resolution that they would use in the application. But depending on the language in the application, sometimes they will have verbiage which says that by submitting this application, you are committing yourself to your portion of it. But I'm not sure on these specific ones, but you can maybe bring I mean, you said you were going to bring those applications back to the board once they're ready to be submitted.
Yes, once they're submitted and they're prepared, I mean, we're going to bring them forward to you because we also need approval on the projects that
just to be clear, so are we going to see those applications before they're submitted or after they're submitted?
Well, we would prefer to not hold any timeline. We would just submit them, but we don't have to accept. There's no because we submitted it. Still has to be approved by the committee.
Well, can I just maybe add a suggestion to the board? Again, look very carefully at the terms and conditions. That's been like my number one rule when it comes to contracting for the county. If there is specific language which says that by submitting the application, we are agreeing to that, mm-hmm. I think that requires us to have a review. Now, if it doesn't have that kind of language, then I'm okay with you at least submitting it. But if it does have any kind of language like that, counsel, you know, I think you understand what I'm saying. I mean, I think that is something which the board would need to approve at that point.
I agree. And if those applications say that you are committing, then you can't submit those applications until.
Right. Later. We'll definitely bring it right away to the board to get approval.
On federal applications, when you submit, you're committing to that project and you're committing to the funds of that project. The last one we had some issues with, and I don't know if those issues are resolved now or not, but I'm not prepared at this point to commit financially to this until I have an understanding of the project and what that means to the organization. I just, to pass a resolution, say submit an application, but we're submitting an application that's committing the district.
Well, one of the projects, there's three. One is the wellhead projects, which is in the, I believe it's the Bloomington area, if I'm correct. The other one is the meter projects that we really need to get funding started to replace the number of the meters, put the towers up that are going to collect the data. And the third one, I think, is the
hydro plant, you said.
That's not my concern. My concern
is the terms and conditions.
This resolution committing the district to 75,750, I don't even know what the other number.
Yeah, no,
is this resolution committing us to that?
No, you could read it. It does not
Council,
commit you.
Council, can you clarify, please?
Yes, I do not believe the resolutions are committing us to any money. And I also would suggest, as I mentioned earlier, that if there is an application that says we're committing to money, you cannot submit that application until the board tells you it's okay.
Correct.
So an application would have to come back to the board.
All right, so why don't I just make this motion? Why don't we approve? I'm going to move that we approve both of these resolutions with the caveat that if there is language when we submit the application that says you are obligated now, that be back brought back to the board. That is my motion. Do I have a second?
Can I make a friendly amendment to that? That council work with staff on reviewing the terms and conditions
Absolutely.
Of the application.
And council has to work with staff on reviewing the terms and conditions.
Then I'll second that.
All right. I got a second. All right. Take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes. As I understand the motion, yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay, moving right along.
Board President, if I may, I did find that letter in regard to the earlier grant, and there is a date of March 15th.
Okay.
So if I get this going, I can apply for that grant. It's from Cal OES. It's a hazardous mitigation
okay.
grant.
Thank you. All right, so let's move down. Board members, does board members have any board members want to talk? Oh, council, did you have something first?
Mr. President, I'm sorry, but we have a little bit of a discussion here about whether that last motion was actually seconded. We have a motion from...
Yes, it was seconded. Okay, so board members. Okay, Dr. Young.
We have audio recordings of the board meetings. How are those made available to board members? Huh?
Provide this to you upon request.
Can you post the last 4 months' audios to the website or send them to me, please? I mean, that's a request. I'm giving a request. You have to clear legal, do legal the board members' request? I'm requesting audios of the last 4 months.
Okay, I don't think that's a problem. You can give them audios.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you need legals? No. That's what he just did.
He's
are you saying that?
No.
No,
Director
I'm asking a question. You have to ask permission of legal to give something to a board member?
No, sir. When you made the request, he made a comment. When you asked to post them to the website, he said that requires a motion. That's why I referred
to
him.
I would like those recordings for the last 4 months.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. I'll provide. Does that need clearance from anyone?
No.
What he said was, let me clarify what he said.
No.
Let me clarify what he said. He said that if you want it posted to the website, that needs board approval.
But if you
just want the recordings personally, he'll give them to you. It's simple.
Let me, that begs another question.
Okay.
If I make a request to the clerk secretary, do the president of the board have to approve that? I want to know.
Why don't we get that answer and bring it back
to
the next meeting?
We'll bring that back.
Why bring it back?
Well, you asked a question. I don't have the answer, so we'll bring it back to you. We'll research it. Council, can you research that, please?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you got another request?
No, I'm finished.
All right.
Can I ask a clarifying question based on that? I know in the past we used to always have our board meeting audio listed on the website. Are you saying that it's no longer that's the case?
I can't find it.
I don't believe we posted the last 4 months, have you? I mean, the 4 months?
No. My question is more to the new website, because I know that we migrated to a new website. The old website, we used to have the audio on there, and I'll be perfectly honest, I haven't really gone on there to look, but I thought that all our audio was still on the new website in the same manner as before.
I looked and they're not there.
No, we don't have any audio posted to the website currently. My recollection is that after each board meeting, they were emailed to all of the board members.
I don't get no board. I don't get.
but I don't recall that we had them posted to the website.
Mr. President, can I ask for a future agenda item that we have an agenda item placed on the future board meeting to have our audio minutes placed on our website after each meeting as an act of transparency? Again, I was not under the impression that that was the case with the new website. I do recall the old website used to be like that, and I would like that placed on the next agenda.
Under the old rules, the board members got it the next day.
But I'm talking about in the interest of for the public, it should be available. As soon as it becomes available to post it, we should be posting.
Just a quick question. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Do we have the storage capacity? I know it takes a lot of storage capacity. Do we have that?
I believe we do.
Okay.
We'll verify
all right.
That,
I just want to make sure. All right. Yeah, we'll place that on the next agenda.
And just real quick, I'll just say thank God for the rain. I know everybody's sick of it, but it always makes me smile. And my coworker's like, oh, it's raining again. And I'm like, I'm walking around with a smile on my face because we all know how much we desperately need the rain. So thank God it's been a very wet year. I hope the next couple years are like this because we need a couple good more years like this to really help our groundwater levels. But I'm very happy for the rain, even though some of my colleagues at work aren't so happy about it. So that's all I have.
All right.
We have a workshop.
Yeah, we have a workshop on this Saturday.
Do we have the budget, the mid-year budget?
We're working on that. We're hoping to get that out tomorrow.
So you're getting this to us on a Friday for a workshop on Saturday?
I'm sorry about that, but it's been tough pulling it together.
I suggest we delay the workshop to get us opportunity to review the budget.
Is there any reason why we need to push the review of the budget on Saturday, Clarence?
I don't see one. It's just a draft review of the budget for to get your comment.
I would like an opportunity to see it. I mean, to review it.
Okay.
One day is, for an old man, it's not enough time. So can we delay it? I mean,
I want to find out if there's any reason why we need necessity.
I'm going to ask John. Do you think we'll be done tomorrow? If not,
we're going to try with the draft that
we spoke about. Can we delay it a couple of weeks?
Can I ask a clarifying question? I mean, we're talking about the mid-year review.
Right? Mid-year review.
We're not talking about the draft budget. I mean, because you said draft budget.
Well, I'm sorry. It's a draft of the changes
for the mid-year.
For the mid-year, okay. Yes.
I mean, I would echo my same concerns with Dr. Young, because, I mean, I'll be working probably pretty late tomorrow with everything going on at the hospital, so I'm going to really probably struggle to go through it in just one evening. I would be open to rescheduling. If not, I'm just going to have a really long night, and you all have me very cranky Saturday morning, but I'm prepared to do what I have to. But
you do know we moved the meeting just for you.
I realize that, but at the same time, to also voice same concerns that I was kind of worried too when I saw the emails that we weren't going to probably get it even tonight as we were originally told. And I know staff is working very hard and I'm very appreciative of their efforts, but at the same time, that's a lot for us to review in just one evening. But again, if the board wants to move forward, I'll try my best, but you know, it would be nice to have a little
Clarence,
more notice.
Well, the intent wasn't to produce a product that is the final because you guys have to have input.
Yeah, but at the same time, I got to look it over in order to have input.
It's a workshop.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Clarence, I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your recommendation on this?
My recommendation is that we hold it on Saturday.
Okay, that's your recommendation.
Are we taking any action on Saturday?
No.
It's just it's a workshop.
Yeah, workshop.
We're providing input, as he said. My only concern is just not having a lot of time to formulate.
It's not an action meeting. We don't take motions in the meeting.
Yeah.
But I just need time to review it. I like budgets.
It's a discussion. And
all right. Let's go ahead and move forward with the meeting. Did you have something to say, Council?
Yes, Mr. President. The items are listed under business matters, but there doesn't have to be any action taken.
Okay. All right. So let's just go ahead and move forward with the meeting. Maybe you can give a really good briefing to Dr. Young while we're there so everybody's up to snuff.
Okay.
All right. Okay, did any other board members have any other questions? All right.
I'd just like to make a comment. I'm glad you brought up about the audio, the transparency bit. I think that's extremely important. We have the West Side Association Group. I don't know whether you've been getting the audios or not. Have you? Yeah. It's extremely important that we have transparency. And appreciate your coming out, by the way, every meeting here. You know, that takes a lot of energy and time. I respect that and appreciate it. Everyone who is here tonight. June, you're always here. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Don. Did you have anything, Kyle?
No, sir.
All right. Well, we have some upcoming meetings. Crystal, did you want to?
Yes, real quickly, the March 9th workshops, we have combined those two workshops. Originally in the packet, they were listed separately. Mm-hmm. However, they have been combined into one meeting. This way, as soon as the first item is the discussion's complete, we can move into the second one and hopefully be home a little bit early.
Cool.
Then we have our other meetings listed, the Human Resources, External Affairs, Safety, Technology, and Engineering. Agendas have been posted to our website. We're still waiting on finance, which may be posted on Monday.
Okay. Is that it?
That is it.
All right.
Isn't there a special district meeting?
I'm sorry. Yes, there is a special district meeting. The dinner is going to be hosted by the Inland Empire Utilities Agency. That's going to be on March 18th.
Will you put me down for that, please?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, unless there's anything else, meeting adjourned.